The sugi of get yashan, an old get, is considered old because there was a yichud between the time of the get was written and the time of the get is given. And the machlokas hatanoim, whether you may in fact poter adam ayin tesim at beis, beishami amen poter adam ishto beget yashan besilol osrin. Oster means the maskana sagamara in this garish atinasa v'chatchila, that once the garishin took place, is even mutter for to get married the chatchila. No need for any other gittin. But what kind of strange issue is this anyway? The Gemara gives the reason for the issue according to Beisila, which says zeh v'shem v'yom v'gita kodem livno. All right, the simple bala, we call it a balabatasha reason. They're afraid that if you'll allow the garishin to take place, they will say that the get preceded the birth of the child. The child is born, in effect, out of wedlock. We have pugam in the child, and we don't want a pugam in the child. That's what the Gemara explains. So let's think to ourselves. What's the alternative? All right, let's just go through the case. The get was given, was written on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it's given Rosh Chodesh Teves, right, many months later. In the interim, there was a yichud. We're afraid that a child will be born from that yichud, if there was a bia, and it'll be look strange, right? Because the day on the get is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. To the mathematics, comes out that this child was conceived after the gerush. Not so nice. Can we fix that up by requiring a second get? Could we fix it up or can't we fix it up? In other words, get was given. Given was given, past tense. We're going to say, lo tinase, right, which is the first day of lo tinase, before the Ika the Amri. So what would happen then? Let's just think it through together. If we say lo tinase, so what would happen? You devote your demand, in effect, another get. The other get will be written today, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, right, which is after the Yichud. So what would you do with the first get? I guess you'd take it back, right? Give her the second get, and take back the first get. Now the first get with Doraisa would certainly be a valid get, no question about it, because it was given to her and she's divorced, no question. We're assuming. So what do you do? Take away the first get and give the second get? Give it two get? I mean, what's the alternative? According to the first day, which says in this is lotetim, but she should lotinos. What do you do? Yes, you do. If she married someone else, if we know that if he says lotetze, what does lotetze mean? Whoa! If you're gonna ask for a second get now, you're gonna run into trouble. That implies that the original marriage was not proper. You run into a potential problem of asu lebal, asu lebol, all kinds of things. You don't say that. That means in effect lo teitze. I'm just going to say when she's not, so too late, done. Case when she did not remarry yet. So we pass on the dina, tinas on the chatchila. But take Rashi, we saw yesterday. Rashi, the only thing is medina sayam. And if it's not medina sayam, what do you require? A new get. Good. Now, will this new get take care of the problem of Yitra Konal of No?
Yeah.
How?
Because you'll say the first get was never get.
So what do we do with the first get? We gave it to her already. Now what do we do with the first get? So what is going to happen? I'm just talking about a batish.
Any case where you possibly get rabban.
Right.
You give a new get.
Very good, but this is not an issue, because normally we say we want to make the get a better get. Okay? Because there was some chesaron with rabban in the first get.
What do you do?
So we give a second get, not a problem. But here there's a particular thing which I'm concerned with, which is called gita kodal livna. That's a semblance, it's an appearance. There is a get on the table in her hand right now, which has an earlier date.
So burn it.
Are you going to burn it? Someone want to know. Is that what I mean? Take it back?
It has to be lost. So
you
have
to get rid of it.
Date, so it doesn't mess anything.
That's what I'm suggesting. Take the first get, put it back on the file, right? So don't let her keep it. because if it goes to the Gatha get circulated, so they give the Kalam the Bna, and give it in fact the second get.
I'm saying, in a regular case, you give a get where there's something in it that's apparent that it's passing Rabbah.
Right.
So don't you have to give it a get also, because otherwise people see later and assume that she was, that was the get.
That's a problem.
That was the get that was actually.
But it has something wrong with it.
No. I'm not so sure if that's true.
But people might think that was the get that was actually used.
It's a good question. Let's say it's a get which is possible with Rabbah, which is not so apparent. It's a general question. Can a woman have two gittin in her hand? No. Why can't she have two? What can a woman collect with a get? Ksuba. She got the ksuba twice. She spoke about that once already. The Fernando Kibo Bakara. Because the question collects. She also take back the first get, Lechon. If you take back the first get, that'll solve the problem of Gita Kodam Levna. I'm just making one head. Orala, just forgive me for making it now. Goes back to the very, very beginning. Spoke about the first weeks of this man before Yom Kippur yet. We're talking about the union of Eidim Vesir, the Chasim Akarsi, how every get, which is ultimately a Shtar Kenyan, can double as a Shtar Raya. I'm just entering my mind now this question. I have to look at the Poskim, see what they say. The first get is a valid get. It's so, in our case, it's so valid, it's so good, that if necessary, according to Rashi, if the husband's in China, she can remarry with him based on that get that exists. But now the husband's in New York, we take back that get and give another get. That other get, l'chora, is not really matter anything. It's not matter any Easter relationship at all. So then how can it work as a riot if she's divorced? It's making her aura. In other words, it can't really cause so much of a shtar kinyan because she was already divorced mid-daraisa, mid-rabbanan. On all levels, she's been divorced by the first get. The second get is only a question that she shouldn't say give the kolon of no. Which is only the chatchila, but we then call that enough of a get, in effect, a kinyan gerushin, to satisfy the latest requirements, and that even we should even be able to say that she can marry without fear of tainting the child. That's enough of a kinyan to establish it as a shtar raya. Because we mentioned a long time ago, and some poskim say, what if you take kiddushin, where you marry a woman with kesef? And you write of a shtar raya that she's married. Shtar raya. This is to prove that Chana was married by Shimon Bekesef and Rosh Chodesh Tevis Tavshin Samach and two Eidim signed. So some possibly say it's no good because it's not affecting, not accomplishing anything. We spoke about this a long time ago. I'm just making a ha'ara here to this effect here as well. Yes?
Why do we need Kenyan and everything on the second year? It's like, I guess, just down to a piece of paper,
mock. Like some of my fake subas that I do sometimes. It's a mock. Just that it shouldn't be to give the kolam no. The first sketch you're going to take back from her, you're saying.
Yeah.
So when she comes to remarry, she's going to come with a mock piece of paper and remarry. That's tough. We have to tell some dumb doll. We don't want to do that. That's my, I'm making a horror. Nobody's fault here. I'm just making a horror here in the procedure of this discussion. I'm not coming to, I wonder what the post can say about this, the kudu. Yes, Ellie.
I understand the problem, though.
No,
let her keep the old get, and
when
we give her Harsha, she's only getting divorced now. So now Harsha is saying the get is.
But Bismana, then we have a Ptur, a whole different world. Right. It's only Bismana Gemara, when they didn't have any Ptur, no, she's to remarry with the get. That's a Mefurah Shigemara Tikkun Olam.
Why can't you write Shtarak if she's divorced in this city? Why do you have to
give
her a new get?
That's what it's saying over here. You have to write a new get. That's what it means. Zerah Shalit Gemara, you have to write a new get. Lo yipta other big Ostrin. They asked you to do it. Is that trying to get? I'll explain it to you. If the whole Kenya was affected by the first get, the second get is just it's not a fake. On the level of the Rabbanan, you need it. I'm saying maybe there's enough issues left. Well, they really divorced with the Rice and the Rabbanan. But there's still some vestige left. We can consider it somehow a Kenyan to get rid of that vestige so it can then double as a Shtar Raya. Maybe. Yes, Yuda.
I understand. How can you take back the first get? The first get would be kosher.
The get is kosher, was kosher. She's divorced with the Rish, she's divorced with the Rabbanim. And the proof is that piece of paper. But my fear is Gita Kodam Levna. So the consensus was in this room, I didn't say it, the consensus was we take back the first get and give her another. Can't give her two get, she can collect the silver twice.
How can you take back the first get?
That's my question. Take back the first get, but she produces the second get. How can she remarry based on a document which is really not 100% genuine?
Most people would do that. I understand, but most, I mean, what I'm thinking we do is write a second star, that would be a star raya.
But where, writing a get. That's a Mefarshim Mishnah. Yeah.
These four cases, there was only in case where she had a baby or
she's no baby. No baby, no pregnant.
So let's say
Shema Yomru.
Let's say she was inseminated with the husband after Golder. And then a year later, it was given to her. Mm-hmm. So what's the example? She's not pregnant. There's no way that people will assume that.
Menu Chinami, if once 9 months pass, you know, even I was at maybe even 3 months pass, you have no problem. He could be Shlosh Chodosh, we just read about
okay,
it.
So
you know.
There's no.
Maybe it's wait 4 or 5 months. He's there. He hired it very well. But after that, should be mutter in the Chanani. It's only Xer. That's what I want to know. Is it Xer or is it more than Xer? I saw that by Shefta Shalita has in a sefer, quoted from the Rav, a very interesting interpretation. Fascinating. How fits with the Gemara? He doesn't write. So maybe you can have a chance to ask Rav Shefta. So the Rav had an upshat and get Yosha. Consistent with his major thesis, the Rav has said so many times, we've mentioned this here and there, that the Ksivas Aget is a scholar's Maisa Gerishim. Now we had it just recently in the Tosfos in the 7th parak. Have to be sane from beginning to the end. Shouldn't make a hefse. Here too, he said. Very interesting. He said that if the Ksivas Aget is the beginning of the Maisa Gerishim, what that means is that if from that moment and on, they're not fully married. So it's a radical statement. They're not fully married. According to Gemara, the Gemara has in the second parak that from the moment of the ksivas aget, you count the gimel chadashim of havchana. Hilchos de mishas ksiva.
It's only if they learn mishas.
Slowly, sir. I understand. We have a famous rule of lo plug. There's a lo plug if the man is in jail and they weren't near each other. Even. You have to wait 3 months after the gerushin. How can the ksiva be any better? So the Rav said, that's what it means. That from the moment of the Ksivas Aget, it's already the beginning of the Maisa Gerishin. There's a little bit of the issues that somehow taken away. And for this reason, you can count for the 3 months of Havchan, as opposed to when he's in jail, when they're officially still lawfully married. So the Rav said, that's right over here as well. If, in fact, the marriage has beginning to crumble, and they're not fully married from the moment that the get is written, so we understand very well that if they'll live together subsequently, it will be, I wouldn't call it non-marital, but we'll call it only quasi-marital. The relationship is not exactly legitimate because they're not fully married. Oh, but said the Rav, that's a beautiful pshat. He has a sharp pshat in the Mishnah. Beisilah Osrin. Beisilah say, don't give this woman a get. Because if you give the woman the get, you gloy mil so that when did the garish proceedings start, when the process start, when this get was written. So when they were together in the interim, it wasn't so kosher. How do you kosher past tense? Simple. Rip up the get, don't give it, so she never got it. So the garish process didn't begin earlier, so their yichud in the interim was 100% kosher. Write a new get. So in other words, if the Rav is saying Trat Na Mishnah, Basilil Osrim, the Isser is, don't give the get, because once you give the get, it's a glory milsa that the Gerushin process began with the Ksiva, and they were together in the interim, wasn't so kosher. Rib up the get, then their Yichud, if there was a Bia, is 100% kosher. Said the Rav, it explains beautifully why in Nisgasha Tinasa L'Chadchila, because you won't accomplish anything by telling, okay, no, don't get married, have a second get. You won't accomplish anything. Because once the first girl was already given, and Mikra Adin, she's already divorced, so Mikra Adin, the Ksiva of the first girl was originally the beginning of the Maisa Gerishin. So demanding another get is not going to help you any, because what happened in the past is already a violation. So it's only on the Chatzchila not to give it, to thereby prevent a past infraction, if you will. Once it's given, it's all over. Yeah.
So you're saying that we're retroactively removing the non-kosherness that existed with the Sifa, that it happened after the beginning of the Sifa, the original?
At the time that it happened, its kashrus status was what's called suspended. If the get, look, a man can write a get,
right,
put it in his drawer, and have it there for 50 years. Right. And then he has a fight with his wife, I'll give you this get! It threatens her, you know? The people who do this, by the way, I mean, in other crazy ways. He kids us. Not a bad investment. Goes to a cipher after a week of marriage, so he's having trouble with his wife. Writes out a whole get, yeah. And says, right, every time he gets into a little fight, I remember distinctly a young couple, and I remember the guy with his divorce saying, I'll divorce you! I remember this. Unbelievable. He did ultimately. He didn't want to. He's a guna, but if it helps, you know, it's a threat, quote unquote. So he does it badly, writes a get, puts in his drawer, I'll divorce you. Okay? And if he never does, it's only a bully just threatening, but he goes to his grave married. So all the relations that are in between are 100% kosher. If they'll have it for 50 years, they'll give that same get, and they'll be divorced. So all 50 years they were together wasn't so 100% kosher. So he's
saying, here's the get, the get's not giving.
It wasn't given yet.
Wasn't given yet.
So Basilo says, you're not a given because you're in retrospect making the relations semi illegitimate. That's how the Rav said shot. Yeah.
If Chazal say that a get that's kosher midaraisa is not going to drop out, wouldn't that say that the original Maisa was not a
correct? But here it's good midarabana. V'nisis lo teitze. It's good midaraisa and good midarabana. They never said that it's no good midarabana. You'd be right, perhaps. But here it's good midaraisa and good midarabana. Just that they. I'm sorry.
By every silver bottle, they say nisis lo teitze. No. Every time you get, so you get something to drop out.
You certainly wouldn't say Mizgash Tiras al Khathil. But you would never say that Sulder Ramon.
But we're asking why the second Mandamar is the Mofer. Isn't that what we're asking?
I'm asking it in general. What's this Get Yoshin all about? Right? The second Mandiyama says in Mizgash Tiras al Khathil. So what kind of din is this? What kind of Easter is it? A funny Lashon, but it's a little Oster. To ask you to give the get. What are you asking for? Give the get and then give another get. What are you asking for? The answer is no, it's an Easter to give the get because it's going to put a cloud on the previous Yichud.
Okay, but whatever we're going to explain to the second Mandamar, there's going to be, we have to explain also to the first one that to explain why it's not a problem.
Okay.
Why, you know, you do accomplish something by giving a second guess.
Right. Correct. Well, I'm talking when we pass on the halacha. So, the Rav said it's trying, as I saw quoted in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Simel Chavdal Tzif Yud, I'm just wondering, how does this drive with the Gemara? The Gemara says, Gzeir Hashem Yomu, and the Rav is saying a pshat, beautiful brisk pshat, because I don't see the connection between his pshat and the Gzeir Hashem Yomru Gita Kodol Levna.
The same idea.
What?
It's the same idea. No, it's Mali Pagam and the marriage, Mali Pagam and the child.
Different pshat. I mean, they are different. Yeah.
I see Aaron's pshat towards the second time. I'm saying once you already gave the get, so you know the child will change.
Correct.
It's all okay. So the answer. But first of all, why would Rashi say only if you want to be answered? Two, according to the first pshat in the Gemara, why are we still saying the chachil would not?
Right, he's only saying pshat in the second Mandela. But I'm asking, even if I don't know, but I'm asking a different question. What do you with the Gemara? Gemara says Shem Yom give the Kol Levna. So you know, I just have to. Some of the rabbis tell us that the Gemara is giving a reason for the Gzeira, and he's giving us the definition for the Gzeira. The reason for the Gzeira is Shem Yom give the Kol Levna. But the definition of the Gzeira is that it's an Iser, Tchilas, Masa Gerish, and etc. Maybe, but it wasn't in the Sefer. I have to go find out what exactly was intended. So I don't know. Just bring it to your attention before I forget. Okay, Rabbosa. This is the Sugya of Get Yosh. Now. Fine. We mentioned about the three Shittas, as we said. Rashi says, in his Garsha, the Get Yosh, and all of Baal, and Sayam. Only if he's in China. The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter even if he's in New York, only in China. And the Rama, as cited by the Rosh, makes a distinction between a case in which he gave the get subsequently or Shliach gave it subsequently. Let's take a look again to refresh our memory in the Rosh. Simen Ches. It's all based on a kasha. Kotev Rav Mazal, v'tikshu l'chodam al-yadu perek sheni yudches, hamash tish get li'ishto, v'yom alo al-titneu el al-yachas shloshu chadoshim, v'shenesonu lo muteres li'nosei miyad. No Yisrael of Kona, because 3 months passed from the time the get was written. Uli get yoshan ein choshishin, shirelo nisiyach an ima. Mash, my sister Rav Mazal. Hoy misyachedo imo chaushishin leget yoshan vasurulinase. Why? If we pass me like the second lashon, so what's the Gemara Yud Ches talking about? The get yoshan and chaushishin. If it were chaushishin, what's the difference? What's the difference, Choshen or Lo Choshen? Well, what's going on with Get Kedushin? Not a problem. In the case of, in a case where was once the get was given already. That's the Ramah's Kashin. He has Kashin Ayin Vav as well. What's his teret? It's a famous teret. It's a small olive of the Tiferet Shmuel is found. Why? Look what he says in Lungus. The Amisa, the Baal Leho, have a Chai Shabkama de Brei. Because of the Gita Achrina. He himself knows. He's also concerned about his status of his children. And he just didn't get around to it, whatever. Adkan, the teretz of the Ramah. The Mechaber quotes his teretz. He many pointed out that the Feresh Shmuel said that we machmir like Rashi, except if he went to Medina Sayyam. But Rashi is also a kula, he pointed out. What's a kula of Rashi? Rashi makes no distinction between a case in which what? He gave it to her afterwards, or the Shliach gave it to her afterwards. But the Rambam makes such a distinction. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch have both kulas. Number one, they don't demand Medina Sayyam. And number two, they make no distinction between the Pashmas. The Shulchan Aruch makes no distinction to the case where he gave it or somebody else gave it. So let's get to Lashon again. What would I say? Simon Kuf Mem Ches, am I correct? Sif Aleph. I want to read you the Lashon one more time because it's worthy of note. Cuts of the gash stitched up in the chalog yirshal in the siachanima lo yigashena but also a get if the yav is megureshes it's yinase bolo chadchila. Listen to this now. Sharei nichtav lishmo. Now this, what's the next line? Vaharei nosan lo ata be'edim kil chosam. Now this is a direct quote of the Rambam, word for word. The Rambam says it's beferish, word for word. And on that Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, who also wrote the Shulchan Aruch, says that the Rambam does not distinguish between the case in which he gave her the get or the case in which the Shliach gave the get. No distinction is made before us in the Rambam. This is Perakim Halachay. So the Kesef Mishnah says, close to Ramah, two close to Ramah. Veinireke midir Rabbeinu shalochilek b'dov. Right? The Rambam did not distinguish. I wasn't so convinced that he didn't distinguish. What does it say in Rambam? Opening the Rambam Shulchan Aruch to say the same words, word for word. What's the lashon? Why is it okay? Why? Sherei nichtav lishma, v'rei nosan la'ata be'edim kilchasa. Who nosan? Who's the pronoun of this nosan la? No, Rabbi say who? It's only one person quoted earlier. That's the Baal. So maybe when the Rambam said Nosan Lo Ata Ben Kilchos, he meant to distinguish as the Rambam did. Okay, but he does say Beferish Shari Nosan Lo Ata Ben Kilchos. The fact that he quotes that expression would indicate, at least to me, that perhaps he really does subscribe to the distinction of the Ramah. It's only good to Chathchila when he, the Baal himself, does it, and perhaps the Ramah's reason, because that way we guarantee Lo Bole would have been Choshen and Pagam of his son.
Why is he saying Nechel Lishma?
Oh, a good question. Not a good question. Oh yes, why is he saying Nechel Lishma? I'm not a Nechel Lishma. I'm not going to tell you. I mean, it's the Shma, it's not Mechuber, it has Edim. Why are you throwing the Nechel Lishma over here for? Good question. Why do you say an ichtav l'shma?
I would say he's just
pointing it out.
He's just listing the fact that it's a kosher case.
Everything's okay.
But also, it's the same thing next time.
So it doesn't mean anything.
That
also means nothing. I'll tell you what I really thought. I thought we read it wrong. I thought, look, every word has to have vowels. Right? Vowels. So I thought maybe we read the vowels wrong. Hare nichtav lishma, lashon nifal. The next word is Hare nun saf nun lo. Ata be'edim kilchasa. That could be read one of two ways. I read until now. Sorry, no son lo ato beinu kil koso. Also, it could be nita, as in the mishkal of nichtav, nichtav venita. That was my harifus. Hare nichtav lishma, vare nita lo. Now, nita sometimes has a yud, but not always. Not always. Not always. So if I'm right, then Rabbi Yosef Karo is mamish gevaldik, because there's lo chilik bedavar, because it's nichtav and. Nichtav and Nita goes together. Oh, it's a little bit strange. Hare Nichtav Lishma. Let's say Kotav Lishma. Nichtav Lishma. Hare Nasama. It doesn't fit so well. So I thought as a Gevaldig Pshat. That'll explain the Joseph Kahn. The Ram makes no distinction. However, I cannot tell a lie. I looked in the Shinui and his folks. The Frank Rama always is Gevaldig. And in the back, I have to tell you, they call it some kind of Yemenite Tzavyad, this Tzavyad, where instead of having the word Nun, Saf, Nun, it had either Nun, Saf, Nun, Vav, or Nun, Vav, Saf, Nun. Either No Sela or Nasan Ola, either of which destroys my Pshat completely. It's not Nitan, it's No Sela or Nasan. It can also say it's Lav Dafka. I'm saying, but if it's our Gersa, it's a little bit better than Lav Dafka if you're willing to read it Nitan. I can't prove I'm right, I don't know, two different yourselves. But one guess I'm certainly wrong, other guess I'm maybe wrong, but I'm just mentioning it entered my mind. Maybe I'm right. Maybe. So now the question became, it bothered my mind, if the Rav Yosef Karo is correct, the Rambam is making it on all ends, what's he going to do with the Ramah's Kasha? The Ramah didn't say out of nowhere. The Ramah had a Kasha of Yudches. So presumably he and Rashi had two different tables with Rav Yudches. Yudches is Mashmid, it's not to get Yosef, there's something wrong with it. I argue most there's nothing wrong. So you have to say, what if two answers? Either Rashi's answer, it depends if he's here or there. If he's there, there's nothing wrong. If he's here, there's something wrong. We try to give another one. Or the Ramah, it depends who gave the gift. But if the Ramah denies either of those two, he denies both of them, if they're both wrong, then get Yoshin is fine even if he's there. And no matter who gave it to the guest, you can't submission, so then what do you do with the Gemara Yudches? So I looked again on Yudches. Rabbi said, open up for a moment to Yudches. It's not so, you look again, it's not so compelling. Look at Yudches, please, just for a moment. It's not so mukhur, I thought. What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Luget Yoshin Ein Choshishin Sherelonis Yacharima. That's the Yudches of an Aleph. Okay? What are the words before that? The two different Girsos. According to one Girsa, you have to wait 3 months. According to the second Girsa, two different versions of the Brisa, the two different Brisa, I should say, it says, Muteres Li Nosim Yad Luget Yoshin Ein Choshishin. So the Ramah made a big deal out of that diuk, because the get Yoshin and Choshin, that's why Muteres Dinasimiyad. Who said so? Who said so? I'll say it's Muteres Dinasimiyad, even if it is a get Yoshin. So the Ramah made a big deal out of this juxtaposition. He said, Mishin is son alone and Muteres Dinasimiyad, will get Yoshin and Choshin and Seacharim. Now remember, there's a previous context. Shrikhulam and Gimel Chadoshin, and the same line. We'll get Yoshin and Choshin, Shrelonis Yachanima. So it doesn't say Beferish in the Gemara that had it been a get Yoshin, it would be an Isser Linosay. Doesn't say so Beferish. Doesn't say so Beferish. We could say, we'll get Yoshin and Choshin, and therefore you can give the get a Chathchila. Now this line, we'll get Yoshin and Choshin, could be interpreted to mean, and if you can give the get the chatchila, that's all it means. Lahadam, the question doesn't exist. The Ramah understood. Muteres inosimiyad. You know why? Because the get yashin and choshin. No, not true. Muteres inosimiyad. Even if you would be choshin for get yashin, miyad is as opposed to the 3 month avchana period. P.S. You can give the get the chatchila because it ain't choshin. No, I thought they look again. It's not so clear. Okay, that's. Chaim, I met your Hora yesterday. I think you had Hora about if the Ramah is right, What's wrong even lechatchila? Did you mention Ezra and Shir? No. Okay. Let's mention what Chaim said yesterday. Chaim told me, I thought we mentioned Shir, I guess he told me in the morning. The question is as follows. The Ramah, as we have it, says that if the man, the husband, gives the get afterwards, it's absolutely nothing to worry about. You know why? No way he would have a child who's going to be tainted this way. Clearly, if he gave the get with his own hands afterwards, that yichud was just to play poker, and nothing more happened. That's all. We drank Coca-Cola. That's all. Nothing else happened. Had there been a beer, he wouldn't, with his own hands, give a get so that his own child is going to suffer his whole life as being having a stigma. So I threw him out. Yeah. But since it's before the contraception, so he was afraid. So therefore, you can argue with the Ramah said so. Kasha said, "Fact of Chaim." So Chaim has the following kasha: if the Ramah is right, why can't you use this get even lechatchila? Right? This is the get yoshan. The Ramah is saying it's a get yoshan, right? And she can be nisus after it's given, but you can't give it. Why can't you give it? Once he's giving with his own hand, so let him even give it. That's the problem. Let him give the get. What's wrong with giving the get? Let him give the get. What's wrong with the get? What's wrong with the get is, give the kodol livna. But if the Ramah is so convinced beyond any doubt that he was no beer, because otherwise he wouldn't give the get, so let him give the get the chatchil even. Not only that, if it was given to her, she could get married on that base. That's Chaim's kasha. So I answered you. If you look in the Rosh, there's no answer. If you look in the Ramah himself, because we have the Chiddushi Ramah, he has an extra line, which the Rosh omitted. The footnote in the Ramah points out, the Rosh omitted a line. And that is as follows. The line we have is, he certainly didn't have a beer because he would worry about his kid. The second line in the Ramah is, if this klutz is such a bum, and he doesn't care about the count of his kid. If he doesn't care, we don't care either. I don't know, it's a little bit not fair. We're used to burn my lovers, but all right. If he doesn't give a hang, if he doesn't bother him at all, we're not going to worry about it either. That's what the Ramah says in a second point that the Ramah has. So it entered my mind that if that's true, that's only as far as she could get married if the gift was already given. It hasn't been given yet. Even though the father doesn't care about this potential future son, we care. So there is some reason why the get shouldn't be given the chatchila. Because not 100% guaranteed there was no beer. 99%. But it's only the other percentage, well, if this guy is such a bum to have a beer and give the get the next day by himself, not to care about his child, well, we're not going to make laws to protect this child either. No. That's only after the get was already given, but not before it was given. That's what I wanted to suggest as a possible terrace. Good. Tom's the Beis Shmuel that asks to see in Siman Kuf Mem Chet with a tremendous cash. He asks, why aren't we afraid that it was a bit laget? We have to discuss some very important matters now. Bit laget. Why aren't we afraid of bit laget? We know the concept exists of bit laget. We've learned about it a few times.
In which case?
This case? Every case of get yoshen, what happened? There was a get written. There was a yichud and presumably maybe in a beer between the writing of the get and the giving of the get. Why aren't we afraid that particular encounter is tantamount to a bit like get? I'm calling the Beis Shmuel. Kosha the Rambam. Lo malei atamish of the gita kodol livna. Typically, shema bit like get. K'mo shekosef sof simen kuf mem dalet. Vodav is sofi get v'teitze. That's a problem. It's a problem. Maybe it was bitul haget. What is he throwing in Rambam for? What he means is that according to the Ramah, that we're discussion of Gita Kodol Livna and what kind of a case in which the husband, if the husband gave the get from his hand to her hand subsequently, so then we can have all kinds of coolness, so that he, presumably that by Shmuel means, that he gave the get directly himself. Oh, so let the Shmuel speak for himself. Eshalama das Rambam. Afilo maget biyad ha-shaliach. Again, repeat. If he gave it himself, so the fact that he gave it subsequent to the biyah, for us that means there was no bitl. Had it been a bitl, he had mind to be a bitl, he wouldn't, he's not trying to make his wife into a chalit chas shalom, into a violet of a seres adibris. If he had been mevatel the get, he wouldn't give it to subsequently. He's not, we're not choshes the kalkula, as the poskim say. But he gave it to a shliach. Zok de Shmuel. Maybe you should say, afilu maget be'ar shliach hamina. Ilu bitl aget, hoye mishaleach l'shliach sh'al yimser aget. He would have run after the shliach, would have sent a messenger to the shliach, don't give this get. I was mevatel, I was with my wife together, I was mevatel the get. No, so why would we kill from Amdalot? The simon kuf amdal irim kshaget biyara isha. What do you mean? So biyara isha. So it's all finished already. No, one of those tanai cases which we spoke about in the seventh parak. A tanai case. That whole business, you know. So we're afraid there. You're mavatul. We had a whole discussion of it. I think it was the last question on the on that pchina that everyone took. So about whether there can be a bit like that in meyachshav, a whole stiff about it. So therefore, in that kind of a case, with the get v'yad ha'isha, im kain, im pisa, kvar amal ha'isha, v'yodas, I get bottle, umal olas es yoser. What more can he do? What more can he do? Assuming he told her, so she shouldn't use it. So, the mela, we can, again. So, what's the Beis Shmuel saying? One more time. The problem is, this is in Sifkot and Aleph. Kuf Mem Ches, Sifkot and Aleph. He wants to know, why are we worried about Bitl Aget, as we all worried in Kuf Mem Dalet about Bitl Aget? So I think he answers that in Kuf Mem Ches, here, I was saying about Get Yoshon, we're not worried about it. Why? Because as long as the Get is not in her hands, and he had even Mevatlet, he wouldn't give it to her. And he sent the shliach after the shliach not to give it to him. And therefore we're not worried about it. But in Kuf Mem Dalid, where it's already in her hands, then we are worried about it. We're saying, hey, maybe there was a pierce, and what more can he do? Maybe I get the impression from the Rebbe Shmuel that he told her about it, she's going to ignore it. Whatever it is, once it's in her hands, we're more worried than if it's in either his hands or the shliach's hands. That's the Balabat HaShatarot, which Rebbe Shmuel has in Simon Kuf Mem Ches Sif Kotten Aleph. But then he has a kashin, the famous Rambam. Famous Rambam. Perek Tes, Halacha Chafei. I hope you all saw this Rambam. This is the key to everything, is this Rambam. This is the Rambam. Rambam to unbelievable Rambam. That's what we saw. Quote. If you don't have a Rambam, you should open the Ram. Then the Ram quotes almost, he quotes the whole thing. Let's open, those who don't have the Rambam, open please to the Ram. I think he does quote good parts of it. You read it yesterday. It's page 84, I think. Mm-hmm. If you have a Rama, open up to Perek Tesla Cafe. If you have a Shulchan, if you have a Gemara, only read the in the Rama. Cost of the Rama, Perek Tesla is Gerishim. It's right parallel to his Agos Chavos Yor on the side. The Siachan Imo, Acha Sha'omar Lohem, Lichto Velachto Velitin Lo. Hare elu lo yichtavu. V'kavachom ha'advorim. Im ha'get sh'nitin lo liyodo. K'shen esyach et imo. Nifsal ha'get shema bo'al. Kavachom ha'lezeh. Shelo nichtav. V'kosvo v'nosn lo acha sh'n esyach et imo. Eino get. That's a verbatim quote on the Ran from the Rambam. Perek Tes Nechus Gerishin. Halacha. So here we're fearful that it's going to be a bit laget, fearful to the extent we consider it to be Bitaras Vadai. Ain't no get, but the Raisa. That's going to be the problem we'll discuss in a moment. But the Beis Shmuel asks Akasha, in this case, if we think that if the husband was Mevatel the get, he's going to send the Shliach after the Shliach, tell him not to deliver it, then why over here in Tes Chafei? Is the Rambam saying that it's going to be bottle? No! Had he been mevatel to get it, would have sent the shliach after the messenger telling him that don't deliver it. That's a kash which the Beis Shmuel has, and he has no answer. He has no answer. I repeat. Do we have a right to assume that the husband is mevatel the get, which is in the shliach's hands, he's going to send a pony express after him, not to deliver it? The Beis Shmuel suggested yes. He had suggested yes to explain the shita of Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Ches, but it's against this. Then Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Chafei, he ends up with a tzorachin. He has no answer. Beis Shmuel has no answer to this question. Tzorachin. So the Sefer Torah's Gittin has a discussion of this too. He says, you know, he says, it's clear that we are fearful of a problem even in a case in which it's in the hands of the shliach. We're afraid, we're still afraid of bittul. He quotes the Gemara Chavtes, Hai the shada gittul advisi maksha lech Hashem apiyis. And the Gemara says, Nemenas alai. Remember that in the seventh parak? Nemenas alai. We had it in, here it's in the third parak too. Amad afilu v'shliach hashinan l'shem abitul. Kishem apiyis hain l'shem abitul kamosh apiyis v'a toy staf yudches. So the Beis Shmuel is wrong. It's not only wrong from the Rambam, it's wrong from the Gemara. So what about the Kasha? He says, no. In Kuf Mem Dala, what's the case? The guy made a get to be valid in 3 months, the Achazman, and later the Achatanai, or something of that. He quotes the Rashba, and that's Yud Ches. I looked up the Rashba by Arichus. The Rashba says, listen carefully. Kevan shehisnaim of Vigila Daito, she'enu megarash mi Daito, v'rotu barichas Sazman, k'dei she'yizbatu laget, v'shemachi chashinan shem apiyas, v'kofal v'shino harash b'sham, v'lo chashinan shem apiyas, rak b'tanai, Shemigala daito shenarotsa beget hulakach koveas man. In other words, says the Torah's getting, but generally speaking, we're never worried about bittul get. We don't every single get worried about shem apiyas. No, says the Rashi. Only those very special cases, those very unique cases, which we're talking about back in Siman Kuf Mem Dalet, special case with a tanai and you made it tanai for a particular reason. Then and only then are we worried about this. Let me read you a few choice excerpts. I was going to put on the Rambam, but it's so long, I don't want to burden you. If you want to look it up, it's in the Rashi of Yud Ches. It's in a middle of a long paragraph. It starts Od Yesh Li LeFarish, where the number 360 is. Footnote 360. That's where it begins, and it sort of meanders its way from there. Whoa! I mean, it just goes on. The paragraph, even from there, the paragraph goes more than a full page. More than a full page. What is he saying? Again, among other things, he says what the Torah's given said. He says that the only time we're worried about Shema P.A.'s is Hikpich lo lemasulach plus in Yomen, 30 days. Raglayim ledava shadayin rotsu lesus revach ledava Shema yispayes v'yarat leno. He doesn't really want to get. He really would love to shalom bayis. So all these cases we're afraid that it's going to be a bit. But to skip almost an entire page, we do the top line on the it's column Kuf Ayin Zayin in this version of the Sefer. Okay, he says, "Os him." I'll start from the end of the previous line. Is in the stomach Akmas Ketata Shebeinayim Megarsha, Vemiskavin Atovasa Shlo Teaguna, Vekachamrinon, Dosos Man Shekovel of the Loneskavin El Tzara, Kalolis Pais, Dloshkiach Lemephias Arash and Nichta Vaget, Venechta Mitoch Eva. Gentlemen, this is true to this day. Once again, it's written out of hatred, it's very unlikely it's going to be a reconciliation. Very unlikely. So the chance of peace are nil. Okay? Now I have the following shout. This is what happened, a real case. Bezin of America. A real case. This is what happened. Unbelievable case. There's a couple that they're dragging around for who knows, I think years. I think it's already years. They're not together anymore. And whatever, I don't know what stage they're in. Terrible situation. And it's one of those typical deadlocks. He won't move unless she agrees to go to the bed. She won't move until he gives her the get. Now what do you do? So they made a shtar biruin, which is a comprehensive agreement of, you know, subject to arbitration. Submission to arbitration, excuse me. in which it said as follows. I saw it myself. The party will come to the Beit of America for a full judgment on all the outstanding issues. That's paragraph one. Paragraph two. At the beginnings of the arbitration, before you even hear the case back and forth, the husband will write a get to the Beit. The Beit will hold the get. This way, guaranteed. Right? It's like a red cross, right? The Beit is like the red cross. The Beit is holding the get, not giving it to him. Not giving it to him. But they know that they can give it to him. So she is secure because she's no longer subject to his whim. Hold on. He is secure in the sense she's already signed a piece of paper. She's going to come to the bed, not going to go to court or run around somewhere else. That's how we did it. What happens? What happens? This man, what does he do? He goes to Rabbi X and he writes a get and gives to Rabbi X. Good. The comment to the and there had already been some original sessions of this tribunal. I had something with custody of the children, or something like that. A psychologist involved, I remember. And when they bend and says, okay, so you have to write a get. I already wrote a get. And he goes to produce the letter from Rabbi X. Yes, the man wrote a get. Of course. The Beit of America doesn't trust Rabbi X. The Beit of America trusts itself. They're afraid husband will blow the whistle and say, okay, well, he'll get whatever he wants. He doesn't like what he wants. Does like at any given time, we'll say to Rabbi X, rip the get up. Rabbi X becomes a big tzaddik. He says, he doesn't understand. How could the Beit of America do this? Have a get written and not delivered? Aren't we afraid that the husband's going to be mevatel the get? Strange man. He himself said he wrote the get. So he's accusing the Beit of America of doing something which he himself did. How can the Beit of America allow a get to be out there which can lead Chas Shalom to a psul? What do you mean psul? What's wrong? Maybe the Baal will be mevatel the get. I think the answer is, Anias Daiti, based upon what we just saw in the Torah's Gittin and the Rashba. We don't have a normal chashash Shem appears that he's mevatel the get. It's only in specific instances. And we have it. I read you a line from the Rashba. If they hate each other, they're not afraid of Pius. Oh, do they hate each other. Elamai, you'll say, he hates her so much, he'll cancel the get not to love her, to kill her, to make an aguna for the rest of her life. That may be a chashash which you and I may have on our own. That's not the chashash of the Gemara. Presumably, if the people are honorable, they won't do such a thing. Now, the Beit of America has done this for non-observant people. You're better off that way. Forgive me for saying it that way, so crassly and crudely. A non-observant person doesn't know anything about Hilchos Gittin, doesn't know to get one of these rabbinical lawyers, quote-unquote, who dray a cup. So if he gives the get, and the Beit has the get, and whenever they give the get, he doesn't know about Bittin, never heard Bittin like that, never learned Gittin, doesn't know that such a thing exists. But if you're dealing with a frum guy, who maybe learned yeshivas once, or he has some frum rabbi slash lawyer, slash towing, who's draying him a cup, then, in fact, I think that this Rabbi X has some basis. We should be afraid that he's going to cancel. But you know who's going to tell him to cancel? Rabbi X himself! How does it say Roosevelt said? We have nothing but to fear the fear itself. We have nothing to fear if this is going to happen. This guy is saying we should be afraid of it because he's going to cause it. Self-fulfilling prophecy. So, nonetheless, I think the Beit did the right thing. And I'm still not sure what happened. Remind me to make a note. I have to find out what happened at the end of this whole story. I don't know. But it was a very difficult correspondence back and forth, including this accusation that what the Beit is doing is no good, in effect, Hashem appears. Hashem is beaten like that. So with this Torah's Gittin, we get the answer, no. We only say Hashem appears in specific cases, as the Rashi said in Gittin Yud Ches. This is not one of them. So therefore, on paper, on the books, nothing to worry about. What we have to worry about, this crook himself will tell the guy to be about it again. So just keep quiet and solve all the world's problems. Yes, Yehuda.
Why don't you just have the guy swear if you want?
Swear also, futile. Okay, okay. We can have the guy make a shul, he won't be about to get.
I think we sometimes have certain things that we do in the Seder again, but people can violate the Shulah. So I violated my Shulah. It's not a guarantee. Anyway, I want to bring this case to your attention because it really happened. And I have some of the correspondence somewhere, maybe I'll dig it up somewhere. I didn't throw it out yet. That about this back and forth between the Bez of America and Rabbi X. A very famous rabbi is Rabbi X. But I won't give any other clues to his identity. Okay. Let's go on. We already saw the Tosfos on the Ayin Tesem and Beis that talks about what the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is really based upon. They say Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not just a Machlokas, a local Machlokas in Hilchos Get Yosha. It has to do with their whole vision of what a get means and when should a get be given. That's what they're really fighting about. It's just one manifestation of the much more general dispute, which is, of course, found in the very end of the Masechta. What does it take to allow you to divorce your wife? Ki matzah bo erev as dover. So Beis Shammai says in the last half of the Masechta, v'yigarash adam es ishto elam ki matzah bo dvar erev. See some kind of immodesty. Right? And Beis Hillel says, no, she burnt the soup. She burnt the soup. What's the connection to our sugya? That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, quoted by Tosfos, Beis Shammai holds, you have to be Dvar Erva, Hilchach Mizuhemesi Be'ena. She's disgusting in his eyes. Ve'ena Ba'alel. Beis Hillel, she burnt the soup, but she's, you know, he needs better soup. He still loves her. So therefore, we're afraid he Ba'alel. And the same Achlokas exists with Pei Aleph. Megarish lonim of a puntagi, the mishnah we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday. If you hold that the mandama below ruah shenivola, is there a chash bi or not? Beis Shammai says no, and Mishlo says yes, for the same reason that he burnt the soup, but she was immodest. So that's what it says in the Yerushalm. Fine, it says in the Yerushalm. Good. Question. So the Beis Shmuel is his dalet, has a few comments one after the other, which are each one of great importance. The first one that the comment that the Bishmu makes in Sim Kuf Memches Sif Kotten Dalet is as follows. Hey, you worry about Gita Kotten Levna? I have a different worry. That same beer which produced a child is a beer of Kiddushin. After all, don't we see in that Pei Aleph that if there's a beer, we assume it's a Shem Kiddushin? So he quotes the Prisha, he says, what's going on? What do you mean Gita Kotten Levna? No, even if Gita Kotten Levna, there was another Kiddushin. What are you worried about? They're going to say Gita Kotten Levna, the get was written in what? In Nisan. And given later on, why don't you say there's a new Kiddushin? Let me read you the question of the Beis Shmuel directly. Sheyomu Nasa Naget Beyonce Yom Shenichtav, Pachakach Nes Abra Mimeno, Pagam Levlad. The people are going to see this guy was, they'll think he was divorced in Nisan and she became pregnant in Tishrei. So what? What are they worried about? Don't they know the Mishnah? People will say, don't they know the Mishnah that there must have been a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin? What are people worried about? No. Can't assume that. Why? L'fomim tina sehili acher. What's going to happen? She let's go through the case. She got the get was written in Nisan. She became pregnant from this original husband, the ex, we'll call him, in Tishrei. And then she'll marry somebody else, who knows, 3 years later, without benefit of a get. A second get. Ki lefam tinasa yili acher, im ken alkoch alo kidosh osa prisha. In that kind of a case, we'll have to assume that B was a B as nus, and not a B.S. Kiddushin, because there was no get. Now, of course, the slight problem is, how do we allow that? How do we allow it to remarry 3 years later without the benefit of a get? After all, we should apply the principle of not pay off. What? Let's say we knew for a fact it was somehow some kind of only a znus relationship. That's what we'll discuss later on. Be'iyun, Barichus, what's called the znus, what's called the Kiddushin relationship. That's point one in the Beis Shmuel. He quotes a Prisha. Okay, he understands what the Prisha says. Then he quotes our Yerushalmi. This is very interesting. If the Yerushalmi is right, when does Beis Hillel say
that we're fearful of get yashna was a bia, or we're fearful that there's a bia in the case of there was a yichud, it's only where they got divorced because she burnt the soup. But if mata ba'evas dava beis hillel ulegvida beis shama, what's going on? Beis hillel ulegvida beis shama. Ulegvida beis shama at what? Rabbi will say two things. One, we saw in our Mishnah that there was no bia. We assumed there was no bia. There was no bia. But he goes further than that, does the Beis Shmuel. He wants to say if there was a bia, it would certainly be znus. In other words, the guy who sees his wife in an immodest fashion, he has some suspicions with some other guy, etc., etc. So if he decides to give in to his Yetzer Hara and have relations with her, he's not going to be for the sake of marriage. He may have been through this once. He said, I can answer Tosis Kasha on Payala from the Beis. Everyone open up, please. Payala from the Beis. What does it say there? Beishamai Savri Odom Borel Bilas Nus. Afa Gabdibi of Vomber spread Beishamai. Amri Beishamai. The Ein Maman and Ella Arusus. Velonasuus. What's Miun mean? Miun means there was some kind of rabbinical kiddushin before Bas Mitzvah. Ube Farshav Yosef, Rabbi Tamad Beishamai Mashim, the Ein Odom Borel Bilas Nus. Ula Hachin Nasuus and Yecholos Lamain. So what do you see? That Beis Shammai says that the Bia is not a Bias Nus. I hear in the Mishnah Beis Shammai says it is a Bias Nus. Answers the Beis Shmuel and all Terence. Here is a divorcee. A divorcee, according to Beis Shammai, means someone who has misbehaved. Most about whatever. So if he's going to give in to this temptation to have a Bia, you better believe it's not going to be the Shem Kedusha. As opposed to the Yavamas Kuf Zayin, there's no misbehavior, there's no nothing, it's just a minor marriage, then Beis Shammai would agree, and on the Mosul Bilal, so Bilal's Nus. So Beis Shmuel gave his own answer to Tosfos Kasha. He said, he's so convinced that he's right, he wants to, why didn't Tosfos give my answer? He said, you know why? Because the Lashon of the expression, the top line of Payal from the Beis, Beis Shammai Savri, Odom Oseh Bilal's Bilal's Nus, means always. Not only in this particular case, where it's a divorcee, with a Mosul Bilal, La'olam. That's what he says. One final akuna to Beis Shmuel. What do we by Averson? What does Averson mean? Betrothal. There was no physical relationship. If you have a case of betrothal, what happened? The man betrothed the woman, okay? Then he gave her he wrote a get. Then he was in Yichud with her, and then he gave the get. Is there an Easter of get Yoshin or not? He says, wait a minute. Here on Daf Pei Aleph and Beis, the Gemara says that by Averson, Ein libo gaspo, we don't say hein hein e de yichud hein hein e de bia. Before Shigama, the second wide line of payal from the base says the Rashi, no, that's only when there was an erusin followed by a divorce. Then we don't say this principle of hein hein. But in our Gemara, where there was a get written to the arusa, but it wasn't even given to her yet, then have to worry about get yoshin even by an arusa. So as the Rashi again is quoted by the Beis Shmuel, kuf mem ches sif katan dalet. Now, Abosai took longer than I expected. We're going to get to the main point of today's year, the Shver Rambam. This Rambam is the Rambam with Rush. Yes, you.
What if you read
the
lines?
Maybe it was a beer between the Ksiva Saget and the Nesina Saget. Give the column of no. I, Lo Gaspa. You want to say Lo Gaspa, there's no beer? That's after it was a divorce. He's after a divorce. It's post divorce. Pay off. Pay, I have that's pre divorce before the get was even given to her. Okay, you got the difference? That's the Rashi says before. This Rambam, Rabosai, is such a problem. Perek Tezalach Lafay, but again, you have the Ran. You don't have to trust me. Open to the Ran, you'll see the problem. I like everyone to see the Ran, but I'm very grateful to the Ran for quoting the Rambam verbatim, since they don't trust my quotations. Let's read it again. Again, page 84. Every word counts. Again, the line begins with Perek Tes. Siach and Ima Achash Amar Lahem Dikta Volachto Vlitan Lo Harielu Lo Yichtivu V'Kav V'Chom Advar Yem Aget Shen Nasan Lo Liyodu Shen Siach and Ima Nifsal Aget Shem Aboal Kav V'Chom Al Zesh Lo Nichta Im Kosov V'Nasna Achash Shen Siach and Ima Eino Get Adkan. So the whole Rambam takes in this version of the Rambam less than two lines, but every word is going to be every phrase has to be analyzed. Dvarav Tmum Harbe, says the Ran. Shere ein ze kavachoma shel klum. Why? De b'shmaitin ikol ameichas l'kiddushin. Uvedidon shalom lekol ameichas l'hochi. What does that mean? He understands, Rabbi Osai. The Ran understood the words of the Rambam. Im aget shen dosan lo liyodok shen isyachet ima nifsal aget shem aboal. The Ran understood those words to mean what? Rabbi Osai, tell me. How did Ran understand these words? I'm reading out 10 words. Im aget shen dosan lo liyodok shen isyachet ima nifsal aget shem aboal. Excuse me, 11 words. What do those 11 words mean? What do those 11 words mean? No, the Ran explains it. Ikal amechash lekiddushin. What means kiddushin? The Ran understood that it means a second kiddushin. That when the Rambam said, look what he said, im haget shenasna liyodok shenisyachet im anifsal haget shem abal, means that he made a new kiddushin. That's how the Ran understood this Rambam, a new kiddushin. But over here in our case, what happened in our case? Where there was a yichud before the get was even written, could you make a new kiddushin with your wife? Ein ishes chalal ishes. Your wife is yours already. You give your wife every day, I love you, here's a ring. I love you as a ring. I love you. Very beautiful gesture. A lovey-dovey marriage. But you can't marry your own wife. She's married to you already. That's the Ran's kash against the Rambam. What kind of kavach homer is it? It's ridiculous. That's question number one. The Ran understood the Ran's 11 words. Im aget shenosna liyodok shenisyachet ima nifsal aget shemabal means that the ubiya came subsequent, and therefore it was a kiddushin which came after the original get. There was a get followed by a kiddushin. So madach, in that kind of a case, we say it's no good. Kavachoma here, where the get wasn't even written yet. But certainly if there was a beer, and Yichud is presumably a beer, so it's no good. So yes, two kashas is around. The first kasha is, that's ridiculous. They can worry about Kiddush because the get was given already. Here, the get wasn't even written yet. There's no Kiddush. That's question number one, the Ran asks, based upon his understanding of the Rambam. Second kasha. The old, Heich posik referish to eno get, to b'shmaitin sfuki b'yalma, to m'sapkin and latzvicha get sheni. We're not saying it's definite, we're saying it's maybe. He doesn't understand. Why is it ain't a get for sure? What's the pasuk use in this context? Dio lebom and adin lios kenado. The whole basis for the kavachom is our mishnah v'choshen lekiddushin. Why is it here vare ain't a get vare good kiddushin? Says the Ran. What's the truth? What's the truth? The Ram is wrong. What's the truth? Uvevadai to l'shem a pias who beat la shlichosu the eagle lemechashloch. I will in Mokom Lomar Shia get bottle the garment. The Ramban is not Chavov, including Ramban. He says, Rambam is wrong. In fact, you do have to worry if they were together in a room for what's called Shema P.A. Subitla Shlichos. That, yes. But that's a the Rabbanon. It's there, the Rabbanon. A Chshash. Not an Eno get. So writes the Ran, quoting the Ramban. So the Magad Mishnah is jumping to defend the Rambam, is the lawyer for the Rambam. How are you going to defend this Rambam? How will you defend him? So what do you do with the Kavachoma? Says the Magnus, the beautiful terrace. This is the two things that were operating here simultaneously. A Kavachoma and a Svar. Rambam says two things. A Kavachoma that the get is puzzle. A Svar that it's bottle. This is the Magnus' defense. I don't know if you saw it yet. It's very important to see. If you didn't see it yet, make sure you see it before tomorrow. Very important. Perek test Chafei Magnus. This is his answer. It's clear what the Rambam meant. We know exactly what he meant. He said, I dial the Rambam and the Din Lios Kenot. That's what he expresses in the Magen Mishnah. Right? It's only a suffix. That's the Ran's Kashin effect. He says as follows. Ubevare shedato yalulmod psula get midin kavachomer ubitulo menasvar. That answers the Kashin of the Ran. The Ran is, what kind of kavachomer is it? It's Bamin Adin. The case is based upon only a chash. The Magen Mishnah says, you're right. The Kavachomer is only to make it possible. The fact that it's Bottle is a Svar. And what is a Svar, pray tell? Shu Savar. Shekol Shenisyachet Acher HaAmira Hareyu ki'ilu bitl beferish lichusa. The varech hazabo. The man and his woman, his wife by themselves. It could have been a beer there. Clearly, it's out without a doubt, he meant to cancel the shlichus to write the get. Ve'en erotz on the gash. V'yaf agav degilu data begit alav milsahi. Gvalt. We learned the sugya daf lamed dalet. Baruch atov ha-meitiv. And the get goes through anyway. We went forward with barichus. Says the Magen Mishnah, no. Kevin she'osa maise she'nisyachan ima bita la shlichus legamrei. Here he did something. What did he do? He went in the room with this woman, his ex, or his not ex, he's about to become ex. And then he went into the room with her. It's not just a gili dat baruch atol him, he said certain words. He took her into a room. It could have been a beer there for all we know. That is definitely considered to be a cancellation of the original shlichus. V'lo domi leget yoshin. No. They were not worried that was a cancellation of the get. Why not? The awesome who atmo awesome maisa nesina achara yichud. He's assuming that. He himself gave the get into her hands after the yichud. So obviously he didn't cancel the get. He wouldn't have been mitkalkala. Abul Khan, sh'achash nesiyached lewasa klum. And then just put it on autopilot. And the shluchim went ahead and wrote the get, signed the get, and gave the get. Ein b'maseyem klum for nisbat l'shlichusam, and it's eino get. Zero. That's what he says. That's what he says. This is the Rambam sheet. Makes sense, no? Rama. Rama, he's assuming the Rama is not the Rama. By the way, the Kesef Mishnah says it's not that way. There's two problems remaining with this Magen Mishnah. Number one, the Kesef Mishnah before said not that way. Right? Said not that way. Although we thought truthfully, especially after Tamer the Girsa, that maybe the Rama did hold that way. So that's not such a big kasha. Number two, the first kasha of the Rama still stands. What kind of business is this? What do you mean? Forget the Dio problem, which the Rama calls Dio. Forget the Dio, even if it's a good Kavachomer. There's a case where there was a new kiddushin, and here before the get was written, there's gonna be a new kiddushin. What is this over here? Oh, say Chaim. He's not worried about the new kiddushin. See, the Ran is wrong. See, the Ran misinterpreted the Rambam. Chaim says Chaim is a gutsy guy. Him against the Ran. Says the Ran made a mistake. Pshat in the Rambam. He says the Ran made a mistake. Pshat in the Rambam. That's what you're saying.
That
sounds like he's saying it. So Chaim is now trying to hold on to the kapota of the Magad Mishnah. He didn't say beferish, did he? I'm in front of you. He didn't say beferish if I made a mistake when he asked the kasha. It's a little bit implicit. He didn't say beferish. Give a look, Perek Tesla Chafei. Yes, Yehuda. Ram says, the Ram says Kavachom.
Right, and the next minute, but the next minute, she gives a different reason than the reason we had in the case that we're learning the outcome.
Who gives? Ram.
The Ram. The Ram says, what was the reason
not? You don't mean Ram, you mean Magad Mishnah. I was reading out the Magad Mishnah, I was just reading now. He has to catch on the Ram or the Magad Mishnah? The Ram argues the Ram, the Magad Mishnah defends the Ram. Who
you mean?
The Ran, okay.
The Ran says,
what's the reason you're asking?
The Ran says the reason
was afraid
in this case that the reason why
they
get
a
fucker.
Was afraid of idea,
right?
Right,
right,
that's clear.
That's the first question.
But he's saying that's what the Ramah said. He says he's stuck. He has no pshat in the Ramah. He doesn't say what pshat is. He has no pshat. He says he's bringing a case, claims the Ran. He's starting with a case with a B.S. Kiddushin, and it's derived from the B.S. Kiddushin case to a case of a B.A. before the girl was even written. That can't be a Kiddushin. They're still married. That's the Ran's question number one, which the Magen Mishnah does not address directly. What line are you referring to, Chaim?
The answer was even around El Lachos
of Peace. You're in the Magen Mishnah now?
Yeah.
The F-Shur. I don't see the word the F-Shur. I'm sorry. I have a different print than you have. K Keep reading, and I'll find it. Wait, are you
beginning?
Excuse me, the beginning. He's quoting the Ramban. I'm sorry. The first part of the Magnificent, the verbatim quote of the Ramban. It's in Chavav and Medvei. I look it up in the Chiddushim. He says, "The Efshar Shalom Kiven Arav El Lochus Lefayes Umidina Vadeyesh Lochus Shem Apiyes Elam Kein Amalon Nemenas Alay Shalom Piyasti Adkan in Parakolagat Mat Chavav the Ramban." But then the Magnificent says, "The Emes Kavanas Rabbeinu Ainu Lochus Lefayes Levav." They also suffering the Gereshis. He says, "Ainu Get." So what Chaim means to say is that ain't no get for the same reason, not Shema Pies, but Vada Pies. Oh, not Shema Pies, but Vada Pies. But you haven't answered the original question. Right. What's the mocker of the Kal V'Chomer of the Rambam? The terms of the Kal, right? It's starting with some kind of a...
The guy on
the Rambam
says that...
Everyone has to look on the Rambam. This is we're spending... We're not going to be finished with this even today. It's tomorrow. No, it's Rambam. Klar, what are you saying? This Rambam and the other Rambam Paragimel that I asked you to see. Critical Rambams. So what do you want to say, Chai?
No, the first ask is that in the case where he appointed the agent to write the
Right.
And then it's the chapter.
Right.
And then there the Rambam says it's...
Ain't okay.
Right,
ain't okay, but...
So the first ask on that is... In that case,
how do you know it? The Kal V'Chomer from the case of Yichud afterwards,
right.
Some later time. So he has two kashas around. The first question is, the Yichud after makes a Kiddushin. It can't be a Kiddushin. The second question is, the Yichud after only a Chashash. Here it's a Vadak. Those are two kashas. Right? So the Magamish answered, no. The Kal V'Chomer is to make it into a Suffolk, and the Vadak is a Svara. Okay? So I guess you can that answers the whole thing. What Chaim is in effect saying is, look, the Kal V'Chomer is only to me, the Kal V'Chomer is only as far as the Chashash is concerned. It's still a little bit shver. In one case, it's a Chashash of new Kiddushin. How do we derive from new Kiddushin to here's no problem? What are you talking about? Here's not new Kiddushin. They're not even divorced yet. They didn't even write the get yet. So it's a different order. What's the case of Ram over here, the guy. But they haven't written the get yet. Right. They came into Kiddushin then. So what are you cloud deriving? The cloud, what are you deriving? Forget about Suffolk and Vada. The Magamish took care of the Suffolk and Vada problem. But what are you deriving? Different circumstances. Yes, Ellen?
I don't understand the Magamish's parents at all.
You don't? Good. So you and me are the same.
He's coming in with a smart now to explain why it should be not the Magamish.
Yeah.
Fine. So why is the Ram need a Kal V'Chomer to make it possibly be a Rambam if he's already been using Svara anyway?
That's a good question. Elias, a good question. Once it's bottom of the Raisa, who needs a Kal V'Chomer to tell us if it's possible to be a Rambam? Says, that's your cash, Eli? Meredith. Two Elis have the same cash. It's a Meredith cash. Now hold on a second. So slow. Something, we're missing a piece here.
Elamai
what?
The whole story is based on the... You need to come home to start out.
Third Eli. Eli is Lashon Eli. So he has a teretz that there must be, you have to start off with the Rabbana, and from the Rabbana you can branch into a Daraisa.
You still quite die, though, no?
But that required a little bit of a hesper. Why do you start off with the Rabbana and it branches into a Daraisa? You have to explain it. You're on the right track. But
would you play die on such a case?
Right, unless you have some Gavala de Svara. So let's try to figure it out. Okay, we'll have to try to figure it out. There are different ways to figure it out. Okay, everybody say different ways. So the Chasam Sofer has a way. He has a way. The Chasam Sofer's way is based upon a Tosis and the Lamed Beis. Take a look quickly. Lamed Beis. Keep a bookmark here. Lamed Beis and Aleph. Divamaslo Mahu. Just give a look for a moment. Lamed Beis, I'm an Aleph, the Ramaslam Mahu. What's there? Mao the Tamil, Igloy Milslam Afred, the Betule Batle, Kamash Malon. The Tosfos the principle of Gili Data Begita. Right? Gili Data Begita. Tosha says, last two narrow lines, without going into all the protein. Abel kan osa koma shiokol asos, mikomakom, asom kidvarim shibalev. That means on the level of Doraisa, Giludaita Begita Milsi. Because it's Dvam Bukoshul Beliba Vulev Kaladam. But Rabbanan said no. Vein Lahak is the first white line. Tabika meeted with Doraisa Lahaviget, Umadrabbanan Haviget. How can I say it's a good get with Rabbanan if Doraisa is not a good get? Because Giludaita really is Milsi with Doraisa? No. The Kaman Shaktsas Dom with Dvam Shabalev, Lochashiva Akiras Dvam and Atorah. Showing. But that one is a very deep point. We can't go into all the intricacies. One thing you see clear, that the fact, just Tosis is assuming that the fact that Gilui Daita Begita La Milsa is based upon a Takonas Agunas. A Takonas Agunas. Tanakh Hassan Salva calls it. A Takonas Agunas. Says the Hassan Salva like this. So what do I mean? Gilui Daita Begita, we saw this, we saw that on Magad Mishnah as a Kasha. So Gili Data Begita. So what the Magad Mishnah answer? Mice is different. No, says the Chassam Sofer. Nothing to do with that. A different svar. He's clearly in the Galadat by being in a room with her, maybe in a bed with her, we don't know what's going on over there, that he doesn't want this get. I Gili Data, Lav Milsa. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Fan Charifis. This is the one what Eli wanted to say before. Look, on a level of the Rabbanan, Rabosai, is this get good or no good? Let's get the rices now. A level of the Rabbanan, is it get good or no good? Good or no good this get? Says the Rambam, no good. Why? Kavachon? If we worry about something later on, Kavachon will worry about it over here. That's on a pure level of the Rabbanan. Okay? Oh. Says the Chassam Sofer, the following Charifis. Once you say that a level of the Rabbanan that's get is no get, there will not be any takonas agunas. A takonas agunas to give a woman an opportunity to remarry. You cannot remarry based upon a get, which is possible with the Rabbanan. So there's no takonas agunas. Once no takonas agunas, we go back to the Din Doraisa, the Chasam Sofer, Kontos Lamed Bey, which is Gilui Data Begita Milsahi. So we understand very well, so the Chasam Sofer, now we go in two stages. First, if a Kavachal, which tells us it's possible with the Rabbanan. Once it's possible to Rabbanan, we can no longer invoke the din of Tosis of Lamed Beis, Takonas Agunas. Therefore, we go back to the original principle of Midoraisa, Gilidata Begita, Milsi, and therefore the get is but Midoraisa. So said, you look it up, you don't believe me, I said. It's a Chassam Sofer on Ayin Tes Amid Beis, on our daf. That's what he says. That's his part. That's one approach. I mean, the first part of the Ram. No, the second part. No, so far we answered very nicely. The answer is, let's chazer again. The second kasha was known as a dial. You're right, dial. That makes it to Rabbanan. But once it's to Rabbanan puzzle, you can no longer invoke the takona segunas of Lamed Beis. It's no takona anymore. It becomes bottom of the rice of Gili Daito. It's meridic. It's better than the Magad Mishnah distinction between Maisa and it also takes care of why you have to start off with the Rabbanan. Were not for the Rabbanan, we would say, hey, you have Takana Sagunas, Gilu Dada Lav Milsi, and it'll be a perfectly valid get Midaraisa. Yeah. Perfectly get valid Midaraisa and Midarabbanan. But what's no good Midarabbanan, no good Midaraisa. Gvaldik. Sounds like.
The kashas on the actual Kavukhaim
itself. The man has two kashas.
Yeah, and those are.
Second kasha, I'm only asking the second kasha. The second kasha was, if your Kavukhaim is based upon the Rabbanan, then how can you make it no good Midaraisa? Here's the answer. Midoraisa, it's no good for, anyway, it's no good midoraisa. Why? Because Gilidata, the fact that we're in a room together is a Gilidata to Mavat of the Shlichus. Elamai, Takonas Agunas, Lamed Beis. Gilidata, Lav Milsahi. But that's why, to make it mutter to remarry. Once comes along the din, the Rabbanan, and says that we're afraid in cases of Yichlit and possibly Bia, that the get is possible with the Rabbanan. So once it's possible with the Rabbanan, it's very bottom midoraisa.
Magad Mishnah said he used the spark.
Because he said, Mais Adif. Mais Adif, said the Magad Mishnah. Chassam Sofer rejects that. Nothing to do with Mais Adif.
So
what Adif is, it's one.
Huh? Two kashas in the Ram.
You only answered one kasha. We didn't answer it. We didn't answer. I'm telling you, I'm only answering the second kasha. I didn't answer the first kasha yet. I have no answer. I'm telling you, I'm Moed Alemes. I don't know that. I'm only answering the second kasha. Correct. The first kasha, no answer so far. So far, be patient. Come back tomorrow. I'll make sure everyone comes back. I have to answer the first kasha. The first kasha is a bombshell kasha. It's a sefer called Marcheshes. I brought it in today. That's an amazing matter. Is this Marcheshes? Oh, interesting thing. Marcheshes is was in the part of the Bezn of the Chaim Oizer in Vilna. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, Gaon Adir. He brings up an old ghost to defend this Rambam. Do you remember? Back at the beginning of the sixth parak, Mamrish goes back months ago, when we spoke about the idea of Asu Edim Shlichusa. Remember that sugya? And we had the question which was raised, hey, every time a get is possible with the Rabbanon, it should be bottom of the Raisa, because the Edim, the Shluchim, didn't do a good job. Remember that discussion? Come on, you remember that. And then the get Pasha wanted to take it a step further. It's even a pickpock theology, bottom of the Raisa. And we said, no, we can distinguish. That's what he comes up with all of a sudden out of nowhere. I think it's been dormant for 2 months. Comes to Marchesh and picks it up. It's a pischet shuva, kuf chaveis. That's Pshat Naram over here too. What happened? This is, if you want to look it up, it's Marchesh is chelik beis, simen chafei. But he has something very, very interesting. I thought of this myself to answer the Magen Mishnah, and he says it too. Do you notice that the Rambam divide, like, oh, back, oh, open back to the round again. The Rambam. I'm sorry. Back one more time. 84. You should let your bookmark there, because I did. You should find it in a second. What did the Rambam say? Two expressions the Rambam had. Two expressions in the Rambam. What did he say? His first said, Lo Yichtavu. That's his first. Let's then he starts, A Kavachomer. Right? The Kavachomer Hadvarim. And then he says, Im Kostav Anasnola Eino Get. It's strange. His dog write it to the Kavachomer. But if you wrote it Eino Get, just say Eino Get! What did it say Lo Yichtavu for? He has to quote the Magamishas of Yushuv. Lo Yichtavu means what Rabosai? That's the Kavachomer Rabbanan should write it. Eino Get is a Svarim. That's what I wanted to add on my own before I ever saw Marcheshes, Green Marcheshes, New Marcheshes, on my own as Mechadish or Chiddush Gadol. I thought that the Rambam divided into two because of the Magad Mishnah story. One is the Kavachomer, the first three quarters of the Rambam, Lo Yichtavu. That's the Kavachomer, the Chatchila, the Rabbona, whatever call it. And Eino Getz, the Svar Satzlo. So the Marcheshes had I found, he came before me, has the same diuk. Why are there two bovis, he called it? Why are there two phrases? It's as follows. First, Lo Yichtavu, because it's not good for the husband. He doesn't want to have this funny kind of a get. He authorized you to write the get to give a valid get. That's Lo Yichtavu. And in Kos, when again, you know why? Because you didn't fulfill my shlichus. My shlichus was to write a bona fide get, 100% get. Not to write this get which is going to be possible to Rabbanan. And therefore, every get, because we should record this, every get that's possible with the Raisa, excuse me, that's possible with the Rabbanan, if it's involving shlichus, it's going to be bottom with the Raisa. Now, hold on a second. But, Rabbosai, but, he says that the get is bottle, Marcheshes, because of what Chaim said. He's starting to get the tricky to answer the first question of the Ron's question. He said if there was a bia afterwards, he doesn't mean the bia's kiddushin. No one's discussing bia's kiddushin over here. Then the Ron's kashna one is unanswerable. What bia we're talking about over here is a bia which may involve a pius. The bia is assumed if they're together, a yichud, a bia. He doesn't want a divorce. So what kind of crazy guy is this? He's divorced. What? After the get was given. Hold on a second. That's going to be a problem. I have a solution. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Hold on a second. You'll have to wait until tomorrow. But be patient. Okay. Hold on a second. So he says, this is what he has. He has a very deep of heart, does the Marcheshes. Listen carefully. He says, what will happen in the case where the man said, Nemenas alai shalopiasti. Assume there's a problem of pius. Just be patient for a moment. Because then menas lashalo piyasi. Will it do any good according to the Rambam? That's a big question. Will it do good or will it not do good? The Beis Shmuel says it won't do any bit of good. That's the Beis Shmuel in the Kuf Mem Tesef Kot Zion. He says, what kind of piyasi? According to Rambam, it's a question of bias kedushin. No piyasi won't even help it at all. Says that Marachesh has never got it wrong. Here we're talking about a beer of pius, and if he said that menas lashalo piyasi, even according to the Rambam, the get is a valid get. Shoin. The get is a valid get. So the kitzer, the Baruch Heshe said again, it's a little bit similar to the Chasam Sofer. It starts off at the Rabbana, ends up in the Doraisa. Chasam Sofer in his way, because Gilu Daita is with the Doraisa Milsa, with the Rabbana Lav Milsa, but it's not good with the Rabbana anyway, we go back to Milsa. And the Baruch Heshe says, no, anytime it's again, you goof it up on a level that's no good with the Rabbana, it's going to be no good with the Doraisa. That's what he says. Slow. So now we have to come to our discussion, which is going to be very brief today. I'm sorry, we're out of time, and at greater length, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Rabosai, if you saw the Ma'amar Komos, you know this is an issue. Should we distinguish between the case where the Pius or the Bia or the Yichud, whatever it is, took place between the appointment and the Ksiva, as opposed to between the Ksiva and the Nesina? Is that a valid distinction or is it an invalid distinction? I repeat one more time. Should we make a distinction perhaps between a Pius, a Bia, a Yichud, between Minur the Ksiva on the one hand, and a Bia slash Yichud slash Pius between the Ksiva and the Nesina on the other hand? Who suggests this distinction? Iran? Iran distinguishes it? Who suggests a distinction? If you saw the Ma'amar Komos, I want to know. Who said so? Who suggested this distinction? Who remembers? Who saw? I guess I'm ahead of you in the Ma'amar Komos. Good thing we'll be saved by the bell. The answer is the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech that I asked you to see in Perek Gimel. And this is Gerishin, Halacha Hey, and if everyone must see this, it's very important. It says his father. I'm going to give you a quotation briefly just now. Interesting Tanakhic allusion. The Ein Lechalek Ben Kshenichtav Liachar Yichud Ben Nichtav Kodem Yichud. Methinks he does protest too much. The Mishnah Lamelech is obviously letting on that one could distinguish and solve all the Rambam's problems with such a line that says it depends when. It's worse when you have the Pius slash Yichud before the Ksiva, that's Perek Tes Halacha Chafei with Batlam with the Raisa, as opposed to we have the Yichud slash etc. after the Ksiva and before the Nesina, which is really Get Yosha. That's a big problem. Here's the biggest problem against the Rambam. One second. Get Yoshin is only the Rabbanon. Keep the Kodon of Non. But the evidence is good. Let every kid, every single kid, get Yoshin. According to the Rambam, which ain't a get. It's a battle to get by the P.S. Yichud slash Bia, which took place. L'chol, we can answer. That one is before the Ksiva, one's after the Ksiva. Ksiva, Get Yoshin by definition is after Ksiva. And the Rambam, Perek Tes, perhaps is limited to before the Ksiva. After all, that's what he said, no? The other round in front of you, what did he say? Look inside! What did he say, Perek Tes? What did he say, no? Read the words. What did he say? The Siachad Ima Akash Amalem Lichtav Alachtav Nitzana. Hare'el lo yichtavu. Sounds like what? When was the Bia, or the Yichud, or the Pius? When? Before the Ksiva. It's such a gewaldige teretz that the Mishnah Melech had to take pains to say if you have eyes in your... What do you say? Eyes in your what? If you see with your eyes and you understand with your heart, you'll see and you'll understand it's not a good distinction. That means already there must be someone who says it is a good distinction. So tomorrow, Mr. Shem, will discuss the distinction. And, may